On yesterday's show, we took a deeper look at the political climate swirling around the former president Donald Trump as he considers another run for the White House in 2024. Today, the legal problems that are now piling up against him. Andrea Bernstein is covering that side of the story for NPR, and she joins us now. Hi, Andrea.
Hey, great talking to you.
Good to talk to you. And there are several cases in different jurisdictions. So let's start with New York, where there's a criminal and civil case ongoing related to his businesses. What's the status of those?
So in the first case, the civil case, the most dramatic piece of new development in that is that the New York Attorney General filed this massive document last month in which she claimed that there was significant evidence of civil fraud by members of the Trump family. And she was asking for the depositions of Donald Jr. And Ivanka Trump. Trump's lawyers have filed a motion to quash that, so that's currently in litigation. But in the course of it, she laid out much of her evidence that she's gotten so far, at least some part of it, that shows from these documents what looks like a pretty systematic practice by the Trump family business of vastly overvaluing their properties when it was worth it for them to do that, undervaluing them when it wasn't, and thereby the claim is perhaps defrauding taxpayers, bankers, or insurance companies.
Well, Donald Trump has defended himself against those allegations. Here he is recently at a rally in Texas.
We relied on major law firms, accounting firms, and other professionals to do this work. And to the best of my knowledge, they did it very, very well.
And then this week, his lawyers argued that Trump is being targeted for political reasons by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. And in a filing, they included video examples to support that claim, including this one from 2018 when she was running for office.
We are angrier and more deeply divided than we've ever been at any point in our history since the Civil War. And at the eye of the storm is Donald Trump, ripping families apart, threatening women's most basic rights, and running for Attorney General because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
So Trump's lawyer is saying she's biased for those reasons. Do you think statements like that would be a liability for Letitia James as she pursues these cases?
Well, they haven't been so far. I mean, it's been a pretty consistent argument by Donald Trump's lawyers in this case and in the criminal case, which resulted in the indictment of two Trump corporate entities and his chief financial officer. And we're actually waiting for some filings to be made public in that case pretty soon that will give us a sense of where that case is going. But back to the civil case, this is what Trump has been saying. He said it when the Manhattan District Attorney started his investigation, the former Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, that he was politically motivated. He said it consistently with regards to Letitia James, the New York Attorney General. And I mean, there is a contradiction here because the New York Attorney General is an elected official that has to run statewide. In her case, it was a Democratic primary, which means that you have to run to the left. And in New York, that almost always means invoking Donald Trump, or at least it did in that period. So far, the judge has not really taken that into account in its filings. And in other cases, for example, the U.S. Supreme Court, when asked to consider this regarding the criminal case, also really didn't look at that. The more serious argument is the one that the lawyers raised.
Yeah, go ahead.
About whether he was told to do this by serious accountants and serious bankers. That could be a legal defense. I will note, however, in the most recent filing, the Attorney General said that part of the fraud was their claiming that things had been sanctioned by their accountants when they weren't. So we have to see how that plays out.
All right. Well, let's take a look at another case. This one from Georgia. The Fulton County District Attorney is investigating the former president as well. This one's related to the 2020 election. What is the legal exposure that he's facing there?
Well, the district attorney there would have to make the case that Donald Trump intended to tell Georgia officials to do something nefarious. Everybody heard the phone call where Trump said, I want you to find 11,000 plus votes. That's what I need to win. The question was he actually telling her to commit a crime, and did he know? However, this has been under investigation for a year. It was recently elevated, and this was sanctioned by judges in Georgia, to a special grand jury, which means there must be some level of evidence that this would produce a result, because otherwise cases don't proceed that way. On the other hand, the grand jury hasn't done its investigation, so we just don't know what the outcome will be.
Mm-hmm. So there's also the ongoing January 6th investigation in Congress. And when you look at the entirety of all of these cases, in what ways do you think they might hinder the former president's political future? And we have just about a minute.
You know, this is a question that I get almost all the time. People say, well, is it going to have an effect? The answer is, we don't know. Part of the reason we don't know is because nothing like this has ever happened before. There hasn't been a president who's faced so much exposure, including having his company under criminal indictment while he is considering running for president a second time. The answer is, it depends on who listens. It depends on if it has an effect. One thing we do know is this. If there's a trial, we will learn a whole lot more about how Donald Trump's business ran. That may give voters information that they find very interesting.
And we will be talking to you when that happens, NPR's, or if that happens. NPR's Andrea Bernstein, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great talking to you.